talking today with Leanna McAlley from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. We're a little over halfway done with the state legislative session, Leanna. And I know that, you and John and the other folks there on the Farm Bureau team have been very, watching very closely, sorting out bills. There's one that's kind of risen to the top of concerns anyway regarding 2017, I know.
Certainly, and that's House Bill 1374 by Representative Weldon Watson from the city of Tulsa area, basically, and Senator David Holt from obviously the just centermost part of Oklahoma City. So that bill really has concerns, takes concerns from our members in that it allows ad valorem taxes to be utilized by municipalities by a vote of the city, those folks that are living in the city limits. Certainly there's an agriculture exemption, but it's that idea that the camel's nose under the tent when we talk about public safety districts and municipalities having access to those ad valorem taxes when they have several sources of revenue currently. The sales tax revenue certainly isn't the most stable, but if there's appropriate planning, those, it can definitely take care of public safety districts and municipalities. Also, our members are wondering and are quite concerned that municipalities haven't really accessed those internet sales taxes yet, because Edmund put out some numbers the other day that there's in between $400,000 and $500,000 in revenue potentially coming into their city from internet sales tax alone. That's a big chunk of change to provide for multiple areas, one of those being that public safety if the city of Edmund chooses to. And it really is interesting when you talk about municipalities having access to those dollars, because they never have had in our state. Historically, property taxes were only allowed by landowners back in the day. And so then the court decided that, you're excluding some people, but really had that super majority. So whenever we vote on a school bond or something like that, it deals directly with ad valorem taxes. That's a 60% threshold because they take into account that landowners pay the majority of those property taxes. Well, this bill allows a 50% threshold, and our members certainly have some concerns about that.
So potentially what ad valorem taxes could go up if this bill was made it all the way through both the House and the Senate.
Oh, certainly. And, I think urban senators have some issues with that. Certainly when there's pockets of housing that people are barely making it or are on a fixed income and suddenly their property taxes go up, it's a concern for them, especially if they live in the rural part of a district where it's not necessary that Oklahoma City and police go out and patrol that area. They're mainly patrolled by maybe a county sheriff or something like that. So really pins that municipality against a county sheriff, which, of course, are funded by ad valorem taxes now, currently. So
what else is out there at the Capitol that you're paying a little extra attention to?
Certainly. There's a particular bill. It's a nurse practitioner bill that would allow access for nurse practitioners to really grow their practice and allow them to administer more services to the public. And that's an important bill for rural Oklahoma, because we're seeing a decline in doctors, going back to rural Oklahoma. So we want rural Oklahomans to have the best access to health care. And if it means putting nurse practitioners out there with a skill set that they would be able to serve rural communities in a way, that is something that we're most favorable for.
Of course, everybody's watching the budget.
Certainly, there's not been a silver bullet to fix the budget yet. Several talks about cigarette tax, and then there's been talks about fuel tax, and no one has really agreed on certain the silver bullet to fix the budget yet. But, those discussions have been ongoing since the beginning of session and will certainly ramp up as we continue to finish up a deadline week next week and then into the rest of the session.
Nationally, you and other Farm Bureau folks were involved with the Congressional Action Tour this time of year. A little bit, maybe a bigger group than normal, a very excited group, I know, as you got some access into places that Farm Bureau hadn't been before.
Certainly. It's a new day in Washington, D.C. We went as a group, about 50 Farm Bureau members, to the Environmental Protection Agency, where we met with Administrator Pruitt. Very proud of him and the staff that he's building there of Oklahomans, and really just a great time to be in D.C. We've seen the reforms on Waters of the U.S. already, and there's several reports of the first 100 days of what President Trump and Administrator Pruitt and his cabinet has really achieved. It's a great way it's really improved the lives of rural Oklahoma and also the plans for infrastructure, particularly. You know, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau membership is always interested in developing water for our state, not only as a revenue source for the state legislature, but also for the development of their properties and their crops and livestock throughout our state. So excited that he's championing that cause as well.
I guess what, as always, a highlight of the tour is you get the access to actually see our lawmakers, our senators, our congressmen on their turf, I guess, basically.
Certainly, you know, Senator Inhofe and Senator Lankford are definitely representing Oklahoma well, you know, really engaged in several committees and really talking about different aspects. You know, Senator Lankford and Inhofe both engaged in environmental and endangered species types issues and those things that are really important to our state, you know, that people really don't think would impact, but really do impact not only farmers and ranchers, but business in Oklahoma, oil and gas and those types of things with the lesser prairie chicken. So really excited to go up and see him. And then also when they join us in Oklahoma, it's really been a great relationship. And rural Oklahoma is definitely well represented in Washington, D.C. right now.